I don't think I've ever been stopped to show identity things. The only time was when just before D-Day, and of course we were within the zone where they were getting ready for the invasion forces, so we had to go into the band area to get to work. So, and then they were a little bit stricter with our passes, and we had passes and cards, identity cards. And that got a little bit stricter. We were checked going in and out of Millersford more severely then. We didn't know what was happening, but we knew something was happening because every nook and cranny in the forest had a camouflage nets with troops and things, you know, obviously all getting ready. And then when at the actual D-Day times, of course, there was a continual stream of this. The plane started about 3 o'clock in the morning and went on all the time, the Dakotas going over and the bombers going over, and the lorries were full of troops. We're just going on all day. We sort of abandoned work on D-Day virtually to wave to them going past, and nothing official. We, you know, the soldiers, and they were waving and we were waving to them because we knew they were going off somewhere, but we didn't know what. The invasion hadn't been publicised. Obviously it had started, but, you know, it hadn't got public. But we were waving to them all, and because the forest was cleared then, when we went home, all those soldiers that had been hiding in the trees had all disappeared. They'd all gone. And we felt very sad about that, you know, because, you know, we knew they were going to war, and they wouldn't, half of them wouldn't come back. And it you know, it was a sad time, but exciting at the same time.